From Five Ways to Temple Bar, we'll talk about five Norwich pubs from the 1930s compared to how they look in the present day. The first pub is the Woolpack Inn, Golden Ball Street. Now Green King Pub, the licence associated with this public house, can be traced back as far as the late 18th century, when it was known as the Wool Pocket. The building, as we now know it, with its symmetrical neo-Georgian facade, was built in 1938. Five plaster reliefs by Norwich-based artist John Moray Smith sit behind the bar, depicting various aspects of the medieval wool trade. They were commissioned by Morgan's Brewery in the 1940s and depict sheep farming, sheep shearing, a sheep market, wool dyeing and packing, and the export of wool. There was also a sixth panel showing the arrival of the Flemish weavers, but this was apparently sold at auction in 2001. In 2012, pub staff and members of the community came together to save the panels from developers who wanted to remove them. The second pub is the Five Ways in Gypsy Lane. Situated in Gypsy Lane on the Earl and Five Ways roundabout, the first licence associated with this pub was given to Charles Ernest Cogman in March 1928, following a transfer of licences from the Mancroft Stores and the Courier's Arms. Situated just up the road from the University of East Anglia, a Drink the Pub Dry event was held here in 1969 for the Rag Week. It ended in failure. The 150 students that took part only managed to get through 600 pints of beer, leaving 240 pints remaining in the cellar. The third pub is the Temple Bar in Unthank Road. Known as the Tuns until 1999, the pub was taken over by the current owner, Adrian Joyce, and turned into an Irish-themed pub called Temple Bar. The pub celebrated its 20th anniversary in 2019 and has developed a reputation for its Sunday roasts. The first record of a licensee at the Tuns was in 1831. Tun is an Old English word meaning a barrel of beer or of wine. The building was reportedly damaged by enemy action in 1942, but managed to survive both the war and the building of the inner city ring road behind it, while many of its neighbours were demolished. The ghost of one of its landlords, Martin Stalley, is thought to haunt the upstairs house after he died there in 1881. Number four is the Drawing Rooms, Pottergate. First known as the Morning Mail and then the Morning Star, as early as 1859, the pub was rebuilt in 1937. A pub of many names, it then became the Brown Derby in 1975, the Pottergate Tavern in 1988, and the Birdcage in 2006. It reopened as the Drawing Rooms in October 2022, and while technically no longer a pub, it's still a popular watering hole, described by the owners as an Art Deco-inspired cocktail bar. In the City of Norwich plan for 1945, the building was criticised for being incongruous in design and out of place in an ancient street. The last pub is the Artichoke in Magdalen Road. The Artichoke, a flint building built in 1932 and decorated in Brewer's Tudor style, reportedly got its name from the appearance of its cone-shaped roof. The previously 15th century building that stood on the site was thought to have been a leper house, an almshouse, and a workhouse before becoming a pub in 1760. Bought and refurbished by the Golden Triangle Brewery in 2018, the bar currently features 8 hand pumps and sells a range of real ales and craft beers, as well as serving food.